just this past weekend, another history has been made in the industry. Oh Young-soo, actor from Ojingeo Game or Squid Game, won a Golden Globe Award for Best Supporting Actor in TV. Not to mention, it's Korea's very first Golden Globe as well. I'm Angie Park, and I'll be right back after this song. You wanna feel the vibe, that I'm feeling and loving and then imagine. Jackie Bali looks like tiny with cowards. Welcome, everyone, to K-Pop Connection on KBS World Radio on this Wednesday. It's January 12th, 2022, and we just heard Aespa's Dreams Come True. For those of you who watched Squid Game, Ojingeo Game in Korean, of course you remember player number one. How can you not? One of the most pivotal members in the show. Not going to give too much away, because some of you may still be not part of the Squid Game fans. But, oh, such a memorable character, right? He's the older actor, the grandpa. He was phenomenal. I remember in some of the scenes, though, I genuinely was a little bit worried. I was like, he might be sick, like, really, you know? Or, like, he may not, like, I don't know, it's maybe too much on him to play this game. It's kind of strenuous. I remember when the show first came out, there were a lot of people that were just like, who is this guy? Mind blown. So talented. Where did he come from? Well, to give you a little backstory, his name is Oh Young-soo and he is elderly. He's 77 years old. And even though his big break in the industry just took place last year through the series, he's actually been in quite a number of productions, 200 in his lifetime to be exact. Let that sink in a little bit. Over 200 productions. Only now, at the age of 77, is he getting one of the most coveted awards in not just Korea, in the world, right? To share with you a little background, he was born in North Korea back in 1944, crossed the 38th parallel line over to South Korea. He experienced the horrific Korean War, from which he lost both his father and brother, and then worked as an actor for almost 60 years without getting any really major recognition. That's why so many people find his story so touching and this news so touching. Apparently, upon this announcement, he told himself for the first time, hey, you know what? You're all right. So today here on KPC, we also send our congrats to actor Oh Young-soo. Aging generally gets a bad rap, but from this event, I think he's reminded us that age is really just a number when it comes to pursuing your passion. You never know when that next big opportunity is going to hit or that next big success is going to be confirmed, right? I think this is a kind of appropriate song. Not that the end isn't near by any chance, but credit is usually given in the ending credits. Here's Um Jung-hwa singing ending credit. That was Ending Credit by Um Jung-hwa. All right, you guys are tuned in to K-Pop Connection on KBS World Radio. A couple of ways that you guys can tune into our show. Actually, more than a couple. We have a lot of ways. You can, first of all, listen via shortwave radio, 9.515 megahertz. That's bound for Europe. 9.630 megahertz. That's bound for India. Apps like the KBS World Radio app, KBS World Radio On Air app, KBS Kong app. You can also stream us from our site, world.kbs.co.kr, or listen to us via podcasts. That's always an option. We're going to play for you a couple of songs here, and we thought these are songs that you should kind of put on your radar. First, we have IVE, and this is their song 11. This is a semi-rookie girl group. They've been really kind of taking the charts by storm. Maybe it's like the Jang Won-young effect. She's one of the it girls in K-pop at the moment, so that's definitely boosting this particular song up. So IVE's 11. Following that, we also have V's Christmas Tree. This song is so loved right now. I mean, first of all, it's by V, so, I mean, come on, right? But a lot of people are speculating that it's about to make V the very first Korean artist to hit number one on one of the Billboard charts, so that's a big deal. Not to mention, last week it was announced that it's the best-selling song in America. That's huge. V, by himself, lean this, right? Here's Ives 11, and then, like I said, V's Christmas Tree.
Just want to be where you are.
Would you like coffee or tea? This is a daily segment where we have a chit-chat. Let's refuel the wind down together, talking about everything and anything that sparks a conversation. Warning, today's story, it may be a little bit graphic, so I don't know if you want to turn down your radio for a couple minutes. Let's talk about a bodkin. This is a sharp, slender instrument with a large eye used for making holes in cloth. Now, the reason why I mention bodkins is that I learned this week that one of the greatest mathematicians and physicists of all time, Sir Isaac Newton, spent some time in the 1660s sticking one into his eye. This was on purpose. Newton was famously interested in optics and the nature of light. On top of that, he was also interested in the visual stimulus and the physiological processes that we perceive objective reality. So to quench his curiosity, Sir Isaac Newton thought it would be sensible to just start poking himself in the eye, specifically into the eye socket between his eye and the bone with a large needle, or basically a bodkin. Sound like fake news? It's not. We know this for a fact because, like any good scientist, Isaac Newton left detailed experimental notebooks. He recorded seeing colored circles and other visual phenomena. He even included helpful illustrations. Obviously, it would be nearly impossible to convince a normal person to poke themselves in the eye with a needle. But Isaac Newton did it because he hoped he might learn something about color. Anything, right? For the good of science? In the end, he learned that when you poke yourself in the eye, as nearest to the backside of the eye as you can, you'll see spots and disrupt your vision. Well, there you go. Thank you, Sir Isaac Newton, because this weekend I was kind of making plans to just sit there at home and poke myself in the eye, especially the backside of it. But now that you have cleared that up for me, that curiosity, you've scratched my itch, I no longer want to poke myself in the eye. So there you go. Science saving lives, or at least eyeballs. Here's Paul Kim, 초록빛 traffic light. Following that, we have KC's 너의 걸음에 빛을 비춰줄게. I will light your way. Requests and responses. This is our segment, Requests and Responses. This is where you guys basically send us your messages and your song requests, and then we play them. It's very simple. You guys just send all of those requests and messages into our Gram account at KBS K-pop. Look for the most recent requests and responses post. Leave a comment on that. You can also go to our homepage, world.kbs.co.kr. Look for KPC's message board. That's another option for you. Let's start off with the first one here. Lala PM sent us a message. Hello, DJ Angie. Today is the 12th blank page of a 365-page book. Write a good one, guys. I want to request Holiday by Weekly. Thank you. Okay, so this is obviously a little bit earlier sent in, right? But when you look at things from that perspective, yeah, I think you're much more likely to do something. I watched a video where they said that I forgot the math that was behind it, but they calculated how much like a minute is worth, right? So the time currency of a minute being translated into dollars. And they said every time you don't do anything, you're basically losing this much money. And then when you think of it like that, oh yeah, I was so much more willing to do things, be proactive, get stuff done. Another one from Ai Meng Da. Hello, DJ Angie. How are you? I hope you're always happy. And for all the listeners, hope you're always given health and happiness. I want to request a song by Sokodomo featuring Zion T and Wonstein, Merry-Go-Round or Huejon Mungma. I really like this song. I keep repeating this song lately because it's so addicting to me. I want all of you listeners to be addicted to this song too. Thank you very much for that, Ai Meng Da. I love that. Share the addiction. Don't be addicted alone. Pass it on to all of us. I'm always looking for a new earworm type of addiction song. Sokodomo. Okay, we're going to play that for you. Let's go in order here, though. Let's start off with a song by Weekly. We're going to play for you Holiday Party. Then Sokodomo featuring Zion T and Wonstein. Huejon Mungma, Merry-Go-Round. We're back after having listened to Weekly's Holiday Party, and then we had Sokodomo featuring Zion T and Wonstein with Huejon Mungma, Merry Go Round. Lots of great requests. You guys, I always say this every week. Such great song requests you guys send in to us. Please take part. If you have a song and we don't play it for you, and you're like, oh, KPC, come on now, step it up, play better music. Well, it's kind of your fault. You're not sending in your request, letting us know what type of music you want us to play for you. So, again, our Gram account at KBS K-pop, leave the requests up on the posts that you see there. We're going to get to another one here. Let's read one from Ray Liu R. Ray, I missed you, Ray. 안녕하세요, Angie 누나. 괜찮습니까? I was worried because, DJ, you've been out for some time. I hope everything is okay. Oh, if this is DJ Lena, I hope you're doing well, too. You're doing a fantastic job covering for DJ Angie. Monsta X is finally back and safe in Korea after their U.S. visit to promote their new English album. I'd like to request their The Dreaming as a dedication to the KPC fam and listeners. Stay safe and warm. 안녕. Ray, thank you for writing in. Thank you for... I will send this message to also DJ Lena because I was going to say thank you for sending encouragement to Lena as well. But yes, for listeners that are joining me today and you're very confused what was going on, basically I went on vacation. I had to quarantine for a little under 2 weeks. DJ Lena covered for me. She was so sweet and kind to do so. So she was filling in my spot for the... last week of December and the first week of January. But I am back now. I'm recharged. Sophia says I'm a little bit tanned as well. So I'm back and ready to take up my post. Oh, shucks. You guys can't see my tan. That's the bad part of radio, isn't it? Well, Ray, thank you for your song request. We're going to play this for you. Monsta X's The Dreaming. We're back on our segment, Requests and Responses. Just played Ray's song request. That was Monsta X. He's a big fan. I think he's like our honorary ambassador for Monsta X, the song The Dreaming. Hope you enjoy that, Ray. Let's get to a couple more before we take another song break, and then we're going to announce our winners for this week. This one is from Komu Makako Ghosted Bananas. Ah, missed saying that. Thank you for writing him. Hope everyone had an amazing start to the year. Wishing health and happiness to us all. I'd like to request Buzzer Beater by Ace, if possible. Thank you in advance and have an amazing rest of the week. Ooh, Buzzer Beater. I love that title. Makes you like kind of in anxiety mode, like, come on, let's get it in the last few seconds. That's probably sort of the sentiment a lot of us were going through in the last few weeks of 2021, no? Let's get it in the last couple seconds of 2021. Let's get one more thing done. Well, now you can rest at ease because a new game has started and you have a lot more time on the clock, right? Last one for this week, BlueCL267. Hello, Angie. I hope you're well and staying safe. Please play Look by GOT7. Thanks. I was just in Hawaii, so I know that the numbers are a lot higher. I think they've dropped since. When I first landed in Hawaii, the daily COVID cases were at about 200. Then they skyrocketed to about 3,500. I think they're back in the low thousands now. Again, I do want to stress the number of daily cases. It's not as important because the symptoms are a lot milder for people who have been vaccinated, right? But it's still scary to see such high numbers, right? So yes, friends, family in Hawaii, and friends and family of KPC all over the world, please stay safe. I think that's our only hope for the new year. Just safe and healthy, right? Here are those tracks, Ace's Buzzer Beater. Then following that, we have GOT7 singing Look. Time to announce our winners for this week. We got BlueCL267. Did I say winners? That should have been singular. BlueCL267, your win is all the more special. Congratulations. Please go ahead and email us your name and mailing address to kpop@kbs.co.kr. We'll send out your prize. Here's a track by 잔나비. 꿈과 책과 힘과 벽. I like that. Can I say it again? 꿈과 책과 힘과 벽. Dreams, books, power, and walls. Time to sign off now. We got one last track for you. It's going to be by Sam Kim featuring Chai, When You Fall. Our producer is Sophia Hong. Our writer is Harim Kim. I'm Angie Park. This has been K-Pop Connection. You may disconnect now.